In the heart of 17th century Boston, a young woman named Hester Prynne stands on a scaffold before the entire community, an infant daughter in her arms and a scarlet letter A meticulously embroidered on her chest. This letter, meant to mark her forever as an adulteress, gleams with gold thread, transformed by Hester's artistic skill into something paradoxically beautiful. The gathered Puritan crowd shows little sympathy. Some women even suggest the letter should be seared into her flesh with hot iron. When pressed to name her child's father, Hester refuses, choosing to bear her shame alone while protecting her secret lover. Unknown to the townspeople, Hester's long-absent husband has just returned, witnessing her disgraced from the crowd's edge. Taking the name Roger Chillingworth, he visits her in prison and extracts a promise of secrecy while vowing to discover and destroy her partner in sin. "He will be known," Chillingworth declares, setting in motion a relentless pursuit that will consume his soul. Through this powerful opening, we see how a single act of passion creates ripples that will drown everyone involved in waves of shame, secrecy, and vengeance. While Hester bears her shame publicly, Reverend Dimmesdale, secretly Pearl's father, suffers in private agony. Ironically, as his physical health deteriorates, his reputation soars. His concealed guilt makes him appear more saintly to his congregation. His torment fuels his eloquence, giving him unprecedented power to speak to human hearts. When he confesses to being utterly a pollution and a lie from the pulpit, parishioners mistake this for humility, deepening his self-loathing. He punishes himself through self-flagellation, midnight vigils on the scaffold, and extended fasting that hollows his features. Meanwhile, Chillingworth, now the minister's physician, probes Dimmesdale's wounds with surgical precision. Hester observes that her former husband has become a fiend focused solely on tormenting the minister. Chillingworth's obsession with revenge transforms him physically. His shoulders grow uneven, his face darkens with malice, and his eyes occasionally flash with an almost supernatural light. Pearl, Hester's daughter, embodies both punishment and redemption. From infancy, she displays an uncanny awareness of the scarlet letter, reaching for it before she can even smile. As she grows, she becomes a living embodiment of the symbol itself. Hester often dresses her in crimson garments with gold thread, mirroring her own branded letter. Pearl exists outside social constraints, a wild, tropical bird of rich plumage amid the gray Puritan community. Her nature reflects her passionate conception. She possesses fierce vitality and an untamable spirit, scattering, taunting children like a witch baby and defending her mother with primitive ferocity. This wildness makes Pearl incapable of forming normal human connections. She instinctively distrusts Dimmesdale, who publicly denies her, yet shows tenderness during their forest meeting. When Dimmesdale finally acknowledges her publicly, Pearl's kiss marks her transformation from symbol to human child, a being capable of human joy and sorrow. Through Pearl, we see how children inherit not just physical traits, but the psychological consequences of their parents' choices. The novel contrasts the Puritan settlement with the surrounding forest. The town represents order, law, and rigid morality, a world of straight lines, somber colors, and public judgment. Its central spaces, the prison, scaffold, and meeting house, form a triangle where social order is maintained. In contrast, the forest embodies nature, passion, and moral ambiguity, a realm of shadows, vibrant colors, and private truths. When Hester and Dimmesdale meet among the trees, they temporarily shed their public identities. Hester removes her cap, letting her hair flow freely, and unpins the scarlet letter. Sunshine suddenly floods the previously gloomy forest, reflecting their momentary liberation. Here, they can speak honestly and plan their escape. Yet the forest harbors not just freedom, but potential danger. It's associated with the black man who tempts souls to sin. When Dimmesdale returns planning to escape, he experiences a moral disorientation that suggests complete rejection of social morality leads not to freedom, but to nihilism. The novel brilliantly explores how public shame transforms identity. The Scarlet Letter begins as Hester's punishment, but over 7 years becomes integrated into her sense of self. Despite ostracism, she remains in Boston, supporting herself and Pearl through her needlework, which ironically becomes prized, even appearing on wedding dresses and official garments. Her patient endurance gradually shifts the letter's meaning from adulteress to able in many minds, though its stigma never fully disappears. Hester's isolation catalyzes radical thinking. Cut off from society, she develops a critical perspective on established institutions, questioning gender roles, marriage, and social structures considered dangerous territory for women of her time. The narrator suggests that without Pearl anchoring her to conventional responsibilities, Hester might have become a prophetess or revolutionary. When she temporarily removes the letter in the forest with Dimmesdale, she briefly recaptures her youth, but Pearl's fierce rejection forces her to reattach it, suggesting the impossibility of discarding an identity shaped by years of public definition. Roger Chillingworth exemplifies revenge's corrupting influence. His transformation from respected scholar to demonic tormentor demonstrates how obsession with another's guilt can exceed the original sin. Rather than publicly claiming Hester and facing humiliation, he assumes a false identity and infiltrates the community as a physician. His revenge method is insidious, establishing himself as Dimmesdale's doctor to gain intimate access to the minister's body and mind. As his obsession deepens, Chillingworth physically transforms. His features grow misshapen, his eyes develop an unnatural gleam, and he appears increasingly fiend-like. Upon discovering the Scarlet Letter branded on Dimmesdale's chest, a ghastly rapture overtakes him, resembling Satan's triumph at winning a human soul. Hawthorne suggests Chillingworth's sin exceeds the lover's, as their passion contained genuine love, while his calculated revenge represents a colder evil, the violation of another's soul. After his powerful Election Day sermon, Dimmesdale ascends the scaffold where Hester stood 7 years earlier. He calls Hester and Pearl to join him, completing the novel's symbolic arc. With his last strength, he acknowledges his sin and tears away his ministerial band, revealing what some witnesses describe as a scarlet letter on his flesh. Chillingworth attempts to prevent this confession, as his revenge depends on Dimmesdale's continued secret suffering. Pearl's transformation provides the scene's most poignant moment. After kissing her dying father, a spell was broken, and the defiant child becomes fully human. Following Chillingworth's death within a year, his fortune passes to Pearl. She and Hester leave New England, with Pearl reportedly marrying well abroad. Hester eventually returns to her cottage, voluntarily resuming the Scarlet Letter, not from shame, but as a reclamation of her identity. In her final years, she becomes a counselor to troubled women, her suffering having given her wisdom to advise others. Through this conclusion, redemption comes not through erasing past sins, but through integrating them, acknowledging transgression while refusing to be defined solely by it.